From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is urging Kurdish leaders in northern Iraq to support moves to encourage a unified government in Baghdad. Some Kurdish leaders are considering using the crisis to establish an independent state, as our Washington correspondent Daniel Wrenches reports.
As America's top diplomat John Kerry meets with all the major political leaders in Iraq, the president of the Kurdish regional government has told the media during his meeting with Kerry that the country is facing a new reality. Masoud Barzani has previously hinted at a possible move to establish independence, just as the Sunni extremist group operating between Iraq and Syria known as ISIS has taken control of large swathes of a northwestern segment of the country. Some U.S. officials have suggested that a move towards independence by the Kurds would exacerbate the sectarian divide in Iraq and are hoping for a political resolution that's inclusive.
The British Prime Minister's former head of communications, Andy Coulson, has been found guilty of conspiring to hack mobile phones. The former editor of the now-defunct News of the World newspaper, Rebecca Brooks, was cleared of all charges at the hacking trial. Our UK correspondent, Dan Whitehead, is outside the Old Bailey Court in London.
Well, just moments after the verdicts were handed down here at the Old Bailey, Rebecca Brooks left the court hand in hand alongside her husband, Charlie Brooks, surrounded by hundreds of members of the media, cameras flashing around her as she got into a black cab and sped away. She, of course, has been cleared of all charges here relating to the hacking trial. However, the former head of communications for the Prime Minister, David Cameron, Andy Coulson, has been found guilty of conspiring to hack phones. Juries here found him guilty of hacking phones with others between 2000 and 2006.
A Sudanese woman who recently escaped the death penalty for marrying a Christian man has been rearrested while trying to flee the country. Miriam Ibrahim was sentenced to death under Sharia law for abandoning Islam. She gave birth to her second child while in jail, and her harsh sentence prompted international outcry, pressure that contributed to Sudanese authorities releasing her on Monday. Ms. Ibrahim's husband is an American citizen. The family tried to leave for the U.S. after Ms. Ibrahim's release, but she was taken back into custody at the airport by 40 security agents. James Copenall, former BBC Sudan correspondent, says there's confusion surrounding the arrest.
Miriam Ibrahim's lawyers say they don't know why they were arrested. And indeed, a senior official from the government said he wasn't sure either. So there's some confusion, really, over why the powerful security body would rearrest her, but she is, as I speak to you, still in detention, as are her family.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Russian President Vladimir Putin has asked the Russian parliament to revoke the right for the Russian military to intervene in Ukraine. The move comes after Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko's announcement of a ceasefire, which some pro-Russian separatist leaders in the east of the country have reportedly agreed to. Daria Bondarchuk reports from Moscow.
The move, says President Putin's press secretary, is designed to normalize the situation in eastern Ukraine. Pro-Russian rebels have been fighting Ukrainian government troops there for weeks, with hundreds of reported civilian and military casualties and thousands reportedly fleeing the violence. The upper house of the Russian parliament authorized the use of force across all the territory of Ukraine on March 1st, shortly before Russia annexed the Ukrainian peninsula off Crimea. In response, some of those Russian politicians from the upper house involved in the passing of the measure had sanctions imposed on them by the U.S.
And 168 children have been rescued by authorities investigating child sex trafficking in the U.S. The FBI says 281 alleged pimps were arrested in the week-long sting. Kate Fisher reports from Washington.
Dubbed Operation Cross Country, the sting involved 400 law enforcement agencies across more than 100 U.S. cities. Some of the children had been sold online. FBI Director James Comey said, "These are not faraway kids in faraway lands. These are America's children. And our children are not for sale." The FBI said the youngsters would be given therapy and medical attention. Many of them had formerly been part of the child welfare system, but no one had reported them missing. This was the eighth such operation by the FBI, which has recovered nearly 3,600 children over 11 years.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.